Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to Power in the Word. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I pray that you're having a blessed day. It is a blessing and an honor to be with you on today. And I tell you, God is good and worthy to be praised. And I just want to encourage you on today to keep the faith. Keep the faith no matter what's going on, no matter what you might find yourself going through on today. Just be encouraged and know that God is faithful. He who promised you that he was going to do some things in your life is faithful. And don't get discouraged. Don't quit. Don't give up. Just keep pressing forward. Amen. And praise God, because God is able. He's able. Oh, yes, he is able. Did I tell you that he was able? Amen. And we just have to believe that with everything in us. We have to know that life sometimes will get difficult and obstacles will occur, but we can get through those obstacles. And even when people and things come against us, we have to be assured of the fact that there is no weapon formed against us that can prosper, that we can continue moving forward as long as we have God on our side. Because after all, if God be for us, who can be against us? Amen? Amen. Well, I do have some things that I want to share with you on today. I'm having some technical delays, so while I'm speaking, I'll be still trying to get into my switchboard so that you all can call in so that I can talk to you. I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to thank you for telling people about this show. Tell some people about Power in the Word. Tell some people that there's a pastor on the internet, on the radio, who cares about you all and who has some very relevant topics that she is speaking about according to what she believes, what I believe the Lord is telling me to deal with. Amen. Amen. So I'd like to start every program with prayer. Let us pray. Let us pray. Father God, I praise your holy name. Lord, I worship you. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, there is none like you. And I magnify your name on today. I give you the glory, the honor, and the praise for what you have done in my life and what you have done in the lives of all who have come in today to listen. I pray, Father God, that you will get the glory during this time that we have together here on Blog Talk Radio. And I give you the praise. Oh, yes, I give you the glory and I give you the honor. So use me, Lord, to your glory according to your will, and touch the hearts of those who will listen. And it's in the precious name of Jesus Christ that I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Did I tell you God was good? Amen. He is good. And I do have a program for you on today. Last week, I dealt with some topics, tough topics. I dealt with molestation. I dealt with the perils of molestation on Tuesday. And then on Thursday, I talked about love on the down low. And today, I want to pick up on the molestation part two. Molestation, the perils of being free from the bondage of molestation, from the yoke of molestation, the yoke of the results of being molested. And last week was powerful. We had Pastor Ziamara call in, and she testified, and we had Prophetess Lalisa Williams call in, and she testified also. And you know that I testify because I don't have a problem with testifying to let people know how awesome God is, and to let you know that no matter what you're going through, God can bring you through that thing, and he can bring you out victorious. So I gave my testimony about being molested and, you know, the results of that molestation and how I now looking for love in all of the wrong places, looking to be validated because I had been violated. And so often we go out looking to be validated as a result of being violated. And I'm here to tell you on today that you're going to be free. Amen. God wants you to be free. And it is part of my job to make sure that you hear the truth that's going to make you free. So I do have a word, and right after that I will open up the switchboard so that you can call in and talk to me. And I'm still working on opening up the chat. I'm almost there. Amen. God is good and worthy to be praised. I'm almost there to the point where I have the chat room open so that we can chat with each other as well. I'm going to start with this scripture. From the book of Mark. If you have your Bible, open your Bible to the book of Mark, chapter 5. Mark chapter 5. And we're going to talk today about a dead woman and a sick girl. So open up your Bible. Open up your Bible. And again, this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons. Our church is in Elizabeth, New Jersey, 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. And the name of the church is New Creation Christian Ministries. My husband and I have been called to do that work out there together. We pastor together. And it's a blessing to serve with him. It's a blessing to serve with my husband. He is a man of God. And it's a good thing to have such an example living right in the house with me so that I know that the word that's coming out of his mouth is the same word that he's living on a daily basis. Amen. So let's move forward. We're in Mark chapter 5, starting with verse 21. When Jesus had again crossed over by boat to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him while he was by the lake. Then one of the synagogue rulers named Jairus came there. Seeing Jesus, he fell at his feet and pleaded earnestly with him, "My daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and live." So Jesus went with him. A large crowd followed and pressed around him, and a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, "If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed." Immediately her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was free from her suffering. At once Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" "You see the people crowding against you," his disciples answered, "and yet you can ask, 'Who touched me?'" But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, and trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be free from your suffering." Amen. Hallelujah. While Jesus was still speaking, some men came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue ruler. "Your daughter is dead," they said. "Why bother the teacher anymore?" Ignoring what they said, Jesus told the synagogue ruler, "Don't be afraid. Just believe." He did not let anyone follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the home of the synagogue ruler, Jesus saw a commotion with people crying and wailing loudly. He went in and said to them, "Why all this commotion and wailing? The child is not dead, but asleep." But they laughed at him. After he put them all out, he took the child's father and mother and the disciples, hallelujah, who were with him, and went in where the child was. He took her by the hand and said to her, "Talitha koum," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, get up." Immediately, the little girl stood up and walked around. She was 12 years old. At this, they were completely astonished. He gave strict orders not to let anyone know about this and told them to give her something to eat. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's the reading of the words of the word of the Lord according to Mark. And the title of that particular segment, even in my Bible, is A Sick Woman and a Dead Girl. And this is just so relevant to what we're talking about on today. See, on today we're talking about being loose from the bondage of the repercussions of molestation. And if you're just tuning in again, I've already talked about the fact that last week I was sharing with you all about my testimony about being molested as a child and everything that happened as a result of that particular occurrence and how it took Jesus to free me up. It took Jesus for me to realize that I was somebody, that I wasn't dirty, that I wasn't worthless, that I was worthy of the love of a good man. And it just took somebody speaking the truth into my life, not just the fact that my sin was sending me to hell, but I needed somebody to tell me about the love of Jesus, about the love of God, that God loved me so much that he sent Jesus to die for me so that I wouldn't have to die, so that I could have a better life, and that Jesus loved me so much that he laid down his life for me so that I wouldn't have to live all yoked up and all messed up. And that's what I'm saying to you on today. I came back with a part two because I wanted to remind you, if somebody hasn't told you lately, I wanted to remind you that no matter what has happened to you in your childhood, man or woman, boy or girl, old or young, I want to remind you that God loves you, that God loves you and that Jesus loves you. And it doesn't matter what you've done as a result of what happened to you. See, I came back to a part two because last week we were talking about our testimony, myself and Pastor Ziamara from the, I believe she's from Brooklyn, and also Prophetess Lalisa Williams from over in here in New Jersey. We gave our testimony, and we ran out of time. You know, I wanted to come back and just really talk to you a little bit more about this particular thing, because it's something that is plaguing a lot of women in the church. A lot of people, a lot of men even, have this hidden shame. Last week I shared from the scripture in 2 Samuel about Tamara and her brother who raped her. He had all of this lust in his heart for her, and he could not sleep at night because he was so consumed with how to get to her. And the devil came in the form of his cousin and gave him a way to get to his sister in order to make her lay down with him, in order for him to rape her and have his way with her. And that's what happened. You know, he actually went ahead and raped his sister, and she had all of this shame and disgrace that she actually put ashes on her forehead. She tore her beautiful robe that virgins wore back in the day, and she lived, you know, it doesn't even give the rest of her life, but it says that she lived, you know, really in a despondent state after that point. And when I read this story about the sick woman, the woman that had this issue, and she had this issue for over 12 years, and she had gone to all of these physicians looking for a solution, looking for somebody to help her to get free, and nobody could help her. Nobody could help her. And then one day she heard about Jesus. She heard about Jesus, and she made her way to Jesus. And this woman believed in her heart. She said, if I could just touch his clothes, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I know that I will be made whole. And I would just like to offer that somewhere, just like you're hearing today, somewhere this woman heard about Jesus. Somewhere she heard about the power of the Lord. Just like we testified last week that Jesus came in and changed our lives. Jesus came in and he healed us and he delivered us from this thing that had been possessing us, this thing that had been distressing us, this thing that had a hold of us, on us, and was making us resort to behavior that was detrimental, that behavior that was basically going to end in death if we kept going down the road of prostitution and rebellion and being promiscuous and looking for love in all of the wrong places, sleeping with men who could not honor us, doing drugs and alcohol and, you know, just really doing all kinds of crazy stuff. And we had kept going down that road, each of the three women who testified on last Tuesday, we would have ended up dead. And it's the same way with some of you who have a secret shame, who have some hidden pain. If you keep acting out, because that's really what it is, if you keep acting out, then the only real road is destruction and death. So you have to make sure that you get healed and you get freed up from this thing. And this thing, molestation, causes anger and shame. It causes a root of bitterness. I know a woman who is so bitter. She's so bitter today because this thing happened to her, and she's totally isolated from her family. She's angry, and she hates her mom and her dad, you know, because they were both involved. And she's sick. She's sick in her body. She's overweight. She has diabetes, high blood pressure. She has high cholesterol. And, you know, who knows what else is going on with her. Again, this was a very beautiful young girl, but all of the bitterness has made her countenance ugly. You know, it has really taken away and stripped her beauty from her. So that's what unforgiveness does. It strips you of your beauty. I mean, if you carry it around for too long, it's a burden. It really is a burden to carry. And you're carrying that kind of weight around for so long that eventually it shows up on your face. And, you know, for vanity's sake, you know, please just let it go. Because when you begin to look at yourself in the mirror and see the bags under your eyes and the dark circles and see yourself being overweight and see yourself being bowed down and know that it's because of the anger and the bitterness and see a scowl on your face, you're not going to be pleased with what you see in the mirror. And that, again, strips away from the way that you value yourself or the way that you see yourself. And such was the case with the woman that I talked about. And my situation was the same, where, again, I didn't think much. I had no self-esteem. So here we have a woman, another woman in the Bible, and I love the Bible because there are just so many stories, real life stories in the Bible about real life people who have gone through some stuff. And this is a real life woman who went through an issue, and hers was an issue of bleeding blood for 12 years, hemorrhaging. And again, this issue of molestation causes us to have an issue of blood. We're bleeding all over the place. You know, we're bleeding over our relationships, and we're bleeding over our finances because we spend our money in the wrong places. And, you know, we're just really not well. We're not well when we're carrying the repercussions of molestation. And God wants you to be whole. So this woman heard about Jesus, and she heard about his healing power. And she said to herself, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know that I can be made whole. And I'm here to testify to you on today that if you can just touch the hem of the garment of Jesus Christ, you too can be made whole. By faith, if you believe that Jesus can heal you, then he can heal you. He can. He really, really can come in and turn your whole life around. And when they told me this, I didn't believe it. I was like, yeah, But I had to hear it over and over and over again. And after 3 months of going to church and hearing and hearing and hearing that God loved me and hearing that Jesus could change my life, I finally gave my life to the Lord. And the song that was playing when I took the altar call was Come to Jesus, He'll Take Good Care of You. Come to Jesus, He'll Make Your Life Brand New. Amen. And I took him up on the offer. I took God up on the offer. I took Jesus up on the offer. I took the walk to the altar. And I had been involved with New Age theology, the power of positive thinking, Buddhism. I had gone to an Islamic temple. I was looking for solutions. I was sick and tired of being sick and tired, you know, being broken, busted, and disgusted, and I was looking for solutions. And I believe that there's someone out there that's going to listen to this program today, and you're looking for solutions. You're sick and tired of being sick and tired. You're sick and tired of bleeding all over the place. You're sick and tired of being sick, you know, on the inside, sick on the inside, carrying the pain and the shame. And let me just talk for a minute about the shame before I open up the board. I'm going to open up the board in a few minutes, and I want to talk to you about the shame. This woman had to have shame because of her condition of blood, because in this day, in the day of Jesus, you were not supposed to be in public if you were bleeding. You were considered to be dirty. You were considered to be unclean. And if you got caught out in public with an issue of blood or even out with your cycle, you would be stoned. You were supposed to be stoned. So she knew that it was life or death. She knew that it was life or death for her to get to Jesus. And she pressed. She pressed through the crowd. She pressed through the naysayers, people who were probably telling her that Jesus couldn't help her, that this religious stuff couldn't help her, that this church stuff couldn't help her, that getting to Jesus was not her solution. But she had tried everything else. And so many of us have tried everything before we get to Jesus. But when we get to Jesus, we realize, this is it. This is what's been missing. And that was the case with me. That was the case with this woman and the women that called in last week. And so many of you who know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, you know that when you got to Him, that was going to be your solution. But by the same token, there are so many of us who have gotten to Jesus, and Jesus has put His hands on us and say, woman, thou art loose, be free from your infirmity. Woman, your faith has made you whole, like He told this woman. But we still have that issue of the dead little girl. Jairus had a dead daughter, remember? That was the beginning of the scripture. So many of us have a sick woman that needs to be healed. That sick woman gets healed, but there's still the issue of the dead little girl on the inside of that sick woman. So many women, because they've been molested, so many men, because they've been tampered with, so many people that have had negative occurrences in their childhood have that dead child. They allow that child to die, the spirit of the child die, and the adult person continues to move on, because that's what happens. It comes to kill off your spirit. The thief comes to steal, to kill, and destroy, and a lot of these situations that occur in life come to kill off your spirit, to get you to the point of despondency and discouragement, to get you to the point of living a life of destruction. And that's what happens in so many cases when you see prostitutes, when you see people going over to the other type of lifestyle. They want to be in like a relationship, women with women and men with men. When you see people having a lot of unprotected, intimate sexual relationships that could only be detrimental, because we have AIDS out there and all of that stuff out there. When you see people using drugs like crack and heroin, and these drugs kill. When you see people drinking themselves into oblivion, you know, when you see people doing these destructive behaviors, you have to know that something happened to make the spirit of the child on the inside of that man or that woman that went on to grow up in the natural, but in the spiritual, something died on the inside of that person when they were a child. And this is not psychobabble. You know, some people would say it's psychobabble, but this is for wisdom that I gained from my own experiences, from my studies with the American Association of Christian Counseling, and from the Holy Spirit through reading of the word, amen. He revealed to me that this woman was sick because there was a dead girl that had to be dealt with. So even as you come to Jesus and be made whole, there's still that dead child. There's still the dead child that you have to go back and you have to tell the child it's not your fault that this happened to you. And that's what I want to talk about, the shame. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. If you were a victim of something, if you were abandoned, abused, molested, rejected, if something happened to you, even if you were cheated on in your later years, if it happened to you, then you're a victim. You were a victim, and it's not your fault. It was something, one occasion where you were a victim. And just because you were a victim on one occasion does not make you a lifelong victim. Amen. You don't have to stay in that victim status where all of your life now you're a victim. Woe is me. Everybody's always doing everything against me or to me to hurt me. You don't have to live your life as a victim. You don't have to live a life dictated by circumstances or dictated by what people do to you or what people feel about you. You don't have to live that kind of life. Amen. That's why I wrote Pump Up the Power, Get the Life You Want, because I wanted to let people know that your life doesn't have to be what people say or what people have deemed or what people have determined that it should be or what your circumstances have said to you. So I want you to get rid of the shame, and I want you to get rid of the guilt because you felt rejected, because you somebody walked out on you or because somebody did something to you. I want you to get rid of the shame and the guilt because it's not yours. It's misplaced. You didn't do anything. It was done to you. And you're more than a conqueror through Christ. So you're coming up out of that. Amen. And after Jesus dealt with the sick woman, he dealt with the dead girl. And he told them, he said, I don't know what all this commotion is about, but this child is not dead. She's asleep. And he called out, Talitha Koam, get up. Little girl, get up. And that's what I'm saying to you on today. Little girl, get up. Little boy, get up. The little girl on the inside of you, I'm speaking to that child on the inside of you that was hurt so long ago, maybe when daddy walked out or maybe when mommy walked out or maybe when you were battered or abused physically or sexually. I'm saying get up. Get up, little girl. Get up, little boy. You don't have to be scared anymore. You don't have to be ashamed anymore. Get up. Life is waiting for you, and God has great plans for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope for your future. Little girl, get up. Get up, little boy. You don't have to live with this issue anymore. Jesus has made you free. He's making you free right now in the name of Jesus. Walk in the liberty of Christ. Receive Christ if you haven't already, and let him take care of you. God will take such good care of you. He's kept you for this time, for such a time as this. You didn't die. You didn't die. You couldn't die because God had a plan for you. You couldn't die because God had a plan for you to prosper you, to give you hope in the future, to get the glory through your life, even through that situation. So little girl, little boy, get up. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I feel God right now, and I feel like some people are being freed up right now from the yoke of bondage, you know, from molestation or other things that may have happened in your childhood. And I'm doing this particular program because I want to come back from last week where we gave our testimonies. If you missed the program last week, go back and listen because there were some powerful testimonies that came forward. And I also wanted to just give you an opportunity to call in for prayer. So the phone lines are open, or to call in to give your testimony, or to call in to make a comment about this particular issue, and just really begin to help you to, if you haven't already, to get free from this thing, because this thing did come to destroy you, but you're not going out like that, amen, because I'm here to pull you up, amen, I'm here to pull you out. And if you have any words of encouragement, you can call in, and the number is 646-652-4832. I miss all of you in the chat room. I don't have chat today. I'm on dial-up today. My broadband wasn't working today. Amen. But where there's a will, there's a way. My mother used to tell me all of that time, where there's a will, there's a way. So I have dialed up and I dialed in, and it doesn't allow me to get into the chat room. So I'm here, but my switchboard is open. The phone lines are open. And this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons coming to you from New Creation Christian Ministries. And I pray that the word that I've just spoken to you has blessed you and helped you to know that God has a better plan for your life, no matter what has happened to you, even if it isn't molestation. There's a secret shame because a lot of people don't talk about it. But one out of every three girls and one out of every four boys is molested while they're children, are molested while they're children. And nobody's talking about this because there's stigma, that a so-called stigma that's attached to it. But the thing about it is that you don't have to live under anybody's stigma. You're better than that. You don't have to be determined or validated by anything that has happened to you or invalidated. God validates you. You're a child of God, and he has a great plan for your life, and he loves you. He validates you by his love. Amen. So just the fact that he loves you and he created you in his image makes you somebody. Just the fact that God loves you and that he created you in his image makes you somebody. You are wonderfully and fearfully made, created in the image of God. And that means that you're worthy of honor and respect. Amen. Amen. And praise God. So again, this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I've been talking about, this is my wrap. I'm wrapping this up, Woman Thou Art Loose, Breaking the Bondage of Molestation. And I'm talking to men and women today. And I'm wrapping this up today. I came back to just give you some reassurance to let you know that you are going to move through this and you're going to move past this. I know women who have had addictions, and they stayed caught up in addiction all of their lives because they couldn't forgive. And I want to encourage you to forgive. I want you not to hold bitterness in your heart, because that thing comes to destroy you. It's a spirit. It's a demon spirit. So I want to encourage you to forgive. And no, they don't deserve to be forgiven. I agree. You know, I agree. You know, most people say to me, well, you don't know what they did to me. They don't deserve to be forgiven. And in a lot of cases, you're absolutely right. They don't deserve to be forgiven, but you deserve to be free. Don't you deserve to be free? Don't you deserve to live a life where you're not yoked up by anger, where you don't have anger boiling in your chest, you know, trying to make you go out and hurt somebody or hurt yourself by self-destructive behavior? You know, forget about the fact that it's sin, you know, but the fact that it's killing you. It's killing you. It's self-destructive. It's really taking you out early. It's taking your looks, your self-esteem. It's taking your value. You know, the very thing that came to destroy you does not have to destroy you. It can be turned around for God's glory. Amen. The very thing that tried to destroy you can be turned around for your good. So that's why I'm here, to just talk to people, to talk to you about anything that is trying to just take you out of here. You know, people have counted you out. That's their opinion. Everybody's entitled to an opinion. But their opinion does not have to be the law in your life. It does not have to be your opinion of yourself. You don't have to receive somebody else's opinion of you. You don't have to receive people when they talk about you like a dog, or when they tell you what you can't do and who you can't be and where you can't go and what God's not going to do in your life. You don't have to believe that. Most of that is lies. That's a lie. A lie from the pit. The devil has never told the truth. So if somebody's telling you negative things about yourself, making derogatory remarks about you, you don't have to live your life according to their opinion. That's all I'm here to say. And Jesus dealt with the sick woman and the dead girl in the book of Mark chapter 5, and he dealt with the sick woman and the dead girl in my life, because I was a sick woman with a dead girl on the inside, and I wouldn't let that girl speak. I wouldn't let her think, because I didn't want to think about what had happened. So I pushed her down into a deep, dark corner of my soul, and I left her there. And that's where she stayed until I got healed, until Jesus healed the woman. And the dead girl was in there sleeping, because she couldn't do anything but curl up in the corner and go to sleep. I wouldn't let her do anything. And Jesus came in and brought her back to life. Amen. And he said, get up. And now I'm whole. And God wants you to be whole in the same way. Amen. Amen. And praise God. So again, the phone lines are open, 646-652-4832. And I don't see anything on the switchboard. I pray that it is working, because, again, I'm on dial-up, and I normally do get calls. So if you're having complications, if you're having problems calling in, I can totally understand, because I am more dialed up, but you can try. You can give it a shot, and we'll pray that it works. Again, this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and my husband and I, we want to invite you over to worship with us. We're in Elizabeth, New Jersey, New Creation Christian Ministries in Elizabeth, New Jersey. We're at 87 First Street, and it's a beautiful, beautiful place where we go to worship the Lord. It's home for so many people, and it's a house that's being built on love. So I want to invite you to come over and worship with us. Stay tuned, because we're going to have a women's ladies' night. We're going to have a ladies' night on one upcoming Friday night. We'll also get ready to have a four-day Fill the Fire Crusade, where we are going for the fire. We are definitely going for the fire of the presence of the Lord. So we're excited about that. My husband and I will be preaching. It's going to be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And that also is going to be in March. So get ready for the opportunity if you're in your own church on Sunday, or if you're in Bible study on Wednesday or Thursday, then it still gives you an opportunity to come out on one of those other nights to worship the Lord with us. Amen. And also, we have a marriage focus group, which is awesome. It's a marriage focus group, and we meet the last Saturday of every month. We just met this past Saturday, and we dealt with conflict resolution, resolving conflict in marriage. And that was powerful, powerful section. So we want to invite you out for that. There's no charge for anything that we do. So we want to let you know that you could come. And we do take free will offerings, but we would love to have you. Amen. Amen and praise God. Amen and praise God. And speaking of offerings, we need your support. We need your support. This ministry needs your support. I would like to give you the offer of the week, which is a copy of my book, The Cry of a Woman's Heart, Healing the Pain of the Past, Traveling the Road to Victorious Living. This is an anointed book of healing, and the Lord used this book to help me to heal so many women and so many men. And in this book, I talk about molestation. I also give my testimony. I also talk about drugs, alcohol, looking for love in all of the wrong places, being sick and tired, and also moving forward from your pain to God's plan for your life. This book has prayer. It has prophecy in it. It is an anointed piece of work that is helping so many people to break free from the yoke of whatever it is that has occurred in their lives. And I wrote it for women, but believe it or not, men are reading this book, and men are writing me and testifying to me that this book helped them. So if you're a man out there, if you're a woman, I want to give you the offer of the week, which is The Cry of a Woman's Heart, Healing the Pain of the Past, Traveling the Road to Victorious Living, and also a copy of Mission Impossible, which is a sermon that my husband preached, Mission Impossible, and that was preached on last week, and that is a sermon that is going to move you forward from wherever you are to move you to that next level. And you can get those ministry tools by making an offering of any size into this ministry. You can do that by going to my website, nccmradio.com. nccmradio.com. There's a PayPal button there, and you can make an offering through PayPal. If you don't have a PayPal account, you can use your Visa or your credit or your debit card to make that offering. You can even use your bank card to make an offering into this ministry, and it's totally secure. We need your financial support. We need you to partner with us as we move forward to do the work of the Lord. Amen. And make sure that you fill out the form and put your address there so that you can get the ministry offerings that we want to send out to you, just for you supporting this ministry. Amen. Amen. And praise God. And my switchboard is not lit up, and I'm wondering if I'm even able to get calls. So if you're out there, if you're out there listening to me, I just want you to call me to help me to see if my switchboard is working. If you don't want to be on the air, that's okay, but I need somebody to call me and let me know that the switchboard is up and running. I couldn't get into the chat session, so I'm wondering if my switchboard is working at all. Amen and praise God. So that's pretty much what I wanted to tell you today. I'm thinking that I'm going to get some callers so that we can finish off this last 20 minutes. So that we can finish off this last 20 minutes. And let's see, I have a song here by Julius, and I'm going to play that while I wait for you to call in. Amen. Praise God. Come on. Oh, all right, yeah. Clap your hands, come on, just clap your hands. Just clap your hands, cause the battle is won. All of my life, the devil's been messing with me. And he made me believe all his lies. What? But now I had enough, and I'm sick and tired of being that's you. Right. I'm that's taking right. back my authority. And I just want to thank the Lord for showing me the way.
And victory is what I see today. get out of my face. You can't bring me shower no more. Will you hear me?
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Move. Julius Petty. Move, get out of my way. And sometimes we just have to tell the devil to move. Move, get out of my mind, get out of my way. Just get out of my way, and you're not going to influence me anymore. The Bible tells us to take every thought captive and make it obedient to Christ. Amen, amen, and praise God. Nicola, I did see you, but before I could get to you, you were gone. If you wanted to talk to me and you didn't want to wait out that whole song, you can call back and I'll put you right on the air. But I did see you. Thanks for calling. Thanks for helping me out. Thanks for helping me out today and letting me know that I was, my switchboard is working. So I can take calls. So if you want to call in and you want to talk to me about this issue of molestation and ask me any questions or get prayer, then you can call or even offer any words of wisdom or words of encouragement for anybody that might be going through anything in life. You know, it does not have to be molestation. Somebody once asked me how I would minister to people who were not going through what I had gone through, and I just told them I would minister the hope to be found in Jesus. Because no matter what you're going through on today, whether it's what I've been through or not, you know, your testimony might be worse. It might not be as bad, but you do have a testimony, and no matter what it is, you can make it with Jesus. Amen. And that's all I'm here to say, to encourage you in the Lord, to say that with God, you can make it through. You can do all things through Christ. Christ is there to strengthen you, to give you hope, to give you power. And when we receive Christ in our lives, we receive the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The power of the Holy Spirit, which empowers us to keep moving forward no matter what's going on. And some people say, well, everything doesn't have to be that spiritual. And, you know, for some it doesn't. But for me, I tell you, it was the power of Christ that saved my life. Amen. Amen. And praise God. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons. You're on the air. Welcome to Power in the Word.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Rebecca. I want to thank you. I just so happened to be browsing through Pound Talk this morning. And actually, I believe last night I clicked on to get a reminder because I thought that you were going to have an interesting topic. So I wanted to hear and be a part of that conversation. So I just want to thank you for, again, having the show. And some of the things that you touched on today, I actually myself am just coming to a place where I'm allowing that little girl who suffered abuse to have a voice.
Yeah.
And to be able to connect with other individuals who also found themselves in a place where they had to overcome some of those obstacles that we faced in our youth, it's good to know that you can connect with someone who can understand that experience.
Oh, definitely. Oh, definitely. And I don't know, is this someone that I've spoken to in the past?
Oh, absolutely no. No, this is my first time calling your show.
Welcome.
I'm new to Block Talk. My name is I Perceive, and I actually just started the show, and we had the first show air on Saturday.
Okay.
I'm trying to get, you know, feel my way around and find out what's going on the Block Talk scene.
Okay, well, I'm so happy that you tuned in. And what is your name?
I Perceive.
I Perceived?
Yes.
Okay, wow, that's a beautiful name. I like that.
Well, actually, that's not a birth name. That's the name that I go by for poetry. My name is actually Kim Yetta.
Uh-huh.
I'm using I Perceive at this time.
Yeah, absolutely. And what is your show? What is the URL for your show?
It's I Perceive, EYEPERCEIVE.
Okay.
blogtalk.com/.
And what time are you on? What day and time?
On Saturday at 12 noon.
Okay, I'll have to check you out.
I would love to actually bring you on. This week we are talking about happiness and what makes us, who's responsible for making us happy. And I think that's one thing that we have to do as women, especially from a woman who's just finding her voice again, to be able to recognize what happiness is for me and to be able to identify that I can't expect anyone else to bring me to that place, that I have to get there by myself.
Amen.
So that's what we are discussing.
Amen. And that is a powerful topic. And if I'm here in my office, I will definitely come on to call to share my insight about that, because I know you probably heard me say that I'm an author and I've written four books.
Wow.
And four different books. And I was telling the book club, I met with a book club on Saturday over in Woodbridge, New Jersey, and I was telling the book club that the reason that I write is to pull women up and to let them know that their happiness does not have to be determined by some guy, you know, and the same thing for men, even, to let them know that their self-value, because we spend too much time allowing other people to determine what our mood for that particular day is going to be.
Absolutely, absolutely. From the way that we dress, from the way that we style our hair, from the way that we communicate with one another, we have become a society that claims that we're not judgmental, but we are just that. And to me, it looks as if the religious community, for the most part, places a lot of stresses on people as well, you know.
Yes, that's true.
So we have to be able to find a place within ourselves that gives ourselves permission not only to be, but to experience life in the fullness of what we believe that is. And, you know, we can't base that on somebody else's approval of or disapproval of who we are. That's why many of us are in bondage. And it may not have anything to do with molestation, but it can just be within ourselves, you know. And when you deny yourself an opportunity to live, you suffer, you know. And everything around you suffers as well. Everything around you suffers as well. And I look at, you know, myself being a single mother. And fortunately, the issues that I went through did not hinder me from being a good mother to my child. But at the same time, there are so many other women who find themselves in situations where their past has hindered them from becoming and developing into good parents or to good people in general. You know, so it's important for us to find that place and that space within ourselves to heal that child that you were speaking of earlier.
Yes.
You know, that child is the thing that's within us that's wounded. And
that's
that child
right.
is preventing us from being happy and from living life and from being healthy. You know, that child is what draws us to addiction and, you know, abusive relationships and abusive behaviors and that kind of thing.
Yeah. And like you said, even from a different perspective, because you're not, as I was speaking, I knew, I said, there's someone out there who's not looking at it so much from a, like you said, a religious perspective. I would say from a spiritual perspective, because I believe even with religion, we have to be careful and we have to be sure that we're not getting caught up in the bondage of religion, but that we're also looking for that relationship. For me, it's a relationship with God. And I encourage people to have their own relationship, because you can have religion that's dictated by other people's opinions of how and what you should be, even in the church. So you're absolutely right about that. But I knew that there was someone out there that even had a different spin on it that would say, you know what, I'm not even involved right now in any particular religion, but I've been through some stuff, and I, too, am just coming to terms with that little child on the inside of me that was injured so very long ago. So I truly do appreciate your call, I perceive. I really do appreciate your call, and I just want to let you know that just keep on pushing through to your healing, you know, because it is there. You know, you may not be 100%, because it takes a while for us. Oh, believe me, and it hurts, doesn't it hurt, to be able to look at that thing and say, you know what, this is an issue for me, and I need to deal with it.
Right. And it's on so many levels, you know, when you really begin to look at the underlying problem, you realize how that problem has worked its way into other areas of your life, you know, not only personal relationships, but really professional relationships and just everything. You can find it everywhere, you know. A lot of people just develop a passion for the same type of individual, a person that's going to be abusive or...
That's right.
To hinder that person from being who he or she was destined to be. So, you know, like I said, just myself being in a place where I am just now beginning to allow that voice within me to speak. I just started doing my spoken word. There was a voice in me since I was a little girl. I actually wrote this piece that basically speaks to the fact that when I was a little girl, my mother and father would always say, girl, shut up. You think you know everything. And then as time went on, I began to adapt that type of personality. I became an introverted person. I actually didn't even speak, you know, to the point where I didn't want to ask a question because I knew the answer would always be, or the comment would be quiet, you know.
Yeah.
So to now give that little girl and me a voice is a beautiful thing.
Wow. Now, do you have that piece available? I would love to hear it.
Actually not. Right.
Oh, okay. See, I was going to put you on the spot. Like, okay, let me hear you read this.
I do have a piece that I can pull up, but it's this piece is it was written for, I guess I can say women and for sisters.
Okay.
Let me just pull that up for a second.
And as you're pulling that up, I just want to just really, really nail this home that we're talking about being healed, being healed from whatever it is. You know, a lot of us have been through, like I gave you the statistics, that one out of every three women and one out of every four men has been molested. That's just the topic of molestation when they were a child. And then others have had things such as abuse or being physically abused or being abandoned. You know, my father walked out when I was 10, and that thing really, really threw me for a loop as a child. And I just want to let you know out there who are listening that there is healing. There is healing for whatever it is that is ailing you. For me, and as you know on this show, I'm a pastor, and I believe that Jesus heals, and that's why I read the scripture, Jesus healed me. And for so long, I perceive you're there. I want to just tell you, for so long, I went down different avenues, and I looked, and I was searching. And there's a scripture that says, if you seek, you will find. And that's the thing that I had to find, because the religious society, they were telling me that all I heard was that I was going to hell, but nobody was talking to me about what was really going on the inside. Me.
Absolutely.
And then one day, you know, I heard it, and I heard about the love of God, and that was the only thing that really was able to turn my head and make me say, wow, you know, God loves me, and I've been out here looking for love all of this time, and it really, really began to get down on the inside of me that I'm lovable, and that's what I really want women to know. You're lovable. You're valuable. You are somebody. There is a treasure within you, and all that you have to do is begin to pull on the inside and pull it out. I believe that all of us were born with something on the inside of us that's going to bring glory to God, that's going to bring greatness in this world that we live in. And that's the thing that was tried to be killed. That's the thing that I believe wanted to, that the thief, you know, the Bible talks about the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That's the thing that was supposed to be stolen and destroyed. Okay. But I'm thanking God, I'm praising God that you found your voice, my sister.
Yes.
I just want you to go ahead and share that piece. Did you get it?
Yes, I found it.
This
actually was written because for whatever reason I have a connection with the sister Harriet Tubman, and maybe it's because we saw the struggles that she endured, but she remained strong and willed within herself. So this piece actually doesn't have a title yet, but I've been calling this Ashe.
Okay,
so here we go. I am honored and privileged to speak the names of my sisters. From the tips of my lips to the drums in my ears, I salute thee. I sing Ashe with closed lids and my soul wide open, lifting my voice to the heavens, just hoping for a chance to awaken their radiance. Sister soldier, you womb warrior, mother of creation and my path to salvation, speak to me. Speak, Lord. Shine your light and share your womb energy. Ignite the little bit of love that stills in me, because my soul is getting weak. I call on thee to make thee whole. Sister, teach me the ways of wisdom. Breathe forgiveness into my system. My patience is getting weak. My babies are dying, lying lifeless in the streets. Their souls are shackled and their minds are weak. I've tried to protect them, but they're denying me. I find traces of their memories drawn in yellow tape. I hear the echoes in my head from the sounds their mothers make. I've watched life live only to watch it die. My soul, my spirit, and my whole being cries. Sister, I need you to teach me how you survived those nights in chains. The rapes, the hours bent in laboring rain. Sister conductor, truth teller, sister warrior and natural healer, teach me the name of God and teach me where my faith should reside. either by way of their birthplace or their melanin, these women were born African. These sisters of mine lived life defined not by mistreatment or iron shackles, not by the names they were called by their masters, but these women were filled with the spirit and lived their lives glowing in it. These women of royal blood cried the tears that cleared the road that we stand upon. These sisters gave life new meaning, and I salute thee, and I salute thee. Harriet Tubman, Ashe. So join the truth, Ashe, and my great-grandma, Ashe.
Ah, praise God. Amen. Oh, that's beautiful. That is just so beautiful. You keep on pushing on. I'm looking to see that book come out.
I'm working on that now.
Amen. Well, we have 3 minutes, 3 seconds. Amen. And we're off the air. We're going off the air. I want to thank you for calling in, and I look forward
to
tuning into your show. Amen. And have a blessed day. And for all of you out there, thank you. And for all of you out there listening, this has been Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and that was I Proceed. And look for her coming out soon. Amen. In the book, spoken word, CD, but look for her. And also, remember to make the most out of every single opportunity. And remember that God loves you, and so do we here at Power in the Word. Peace. God bless you, my sister.
God bless you.